Our next performer is a veteran of the scene. He's a guy that I've been listening play music for years now, if not decades, it seems. He always fascinates me, and you never know whether he's going to come up with a guitar or maybe a licorice stick or any sorts of things. But whatever he does, it's always masterful. And so let us hear and put our hands together for John Waterman.
You've got a floppy mic stand here. Wow.
I've been called a lot of things in my life, but masterful is, that's a new one. I'm not sure how to take that. Like, fascinating, interesting, and masterful. So, I have a brand new CD out. It's, got 20 disaster songs on it. You can't see it from out there, but it's square. And it's black with gray splotches on it. I just got some airplay today. I kind of like it, but I've got a few copies here. There's a bonus CD that goes with it if anybody wants a copy. So you get two CDs for the price of, well, for an expensive price of one. For the price of one expensive one. But it's also got a booklet and all neat pictures in it and stories, and it's a big to-do. So I'm trying to decide if I should do a disaster song or an old folk song that I didn't write, and I guess I ought to do one of the disaster songs. So, this one I wrote a long, long time ago. It's kind of upbeat. Feels a little too upbeat for the room, but it's about, it's inspired by Hurricane Camille, which happened back in 1969. There's all kinds of neat stories about that, but one of the neat stories, or not so neat if you happen to have been a victim of it, one of the stories is a bunch of people took shelter in an old church house that had stood there for 150 years, and it didn't work this time around. The hurricane just blew the whole thing out to sea. But anyway, this is called Cajun Lady. And I guess the most important thing about this is why they name hurricanes after women. Now they do. They changed that. But originally it was because they wanted to make them seem less threatening for as far as the land developers, so that people would still buy property in hurricane-prone areas. It was down in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and a backwoods country all along the coast. There was an eye in the thunderhead. Things were looking calm down under it, but the sky above was looking like a ghost. And the preacher boy was saying how that everybody's staying was a praying for redemption from their sin. And soon we were dancing to the rhythm of the song of that old Cajun lady once again. Hurricane, hurricane, swirling with the wind and the rain. Hurricane, hurricane, a Cajun lady, there won't ever be another wind. Now there were beckons, there were calls from behind the church house walls that stood there for 200 years or more, for the souls of our mothers, their fathers and their brothers, and the brothers of their mothers down before. Oh yeah, and sturdy was the spire that had stood against hellfire and the fury of the devil and his kin. But when that old Cajun lady came a-roaring from the sea, that old church house was never seen. Hurricane, hurricane, one with a wind in their hand. Hurricane, oh hurricane, I can't let it, there won't ever be another wedding. Now the last time that I saw you was somewhere along the bayou. In some tavern you were dancing up a storm, to the guitar players picking and the fiddlers a-fiddling. In the distance you could hear the thunder roaring. So I said we should be gone, cause them winds had started blowing. Just then the water started flowing in, and that old Cajun lady came in and stole away my heart, cause I know that we will never meet again. Hurricane, hurricane, rolling with the wind and the rain. Hurricane, hurricane, a Cajun lady, there won't ever be another with your name. Cajun lady, there won't ever be another with your name. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.